You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 282, Petros versus Petra, today's challenge. Peter is not the rock that Jesus refers to in Matthew 16:18. He uses the word Petros, small stone, for Peter, but Petra, large rock, for rock. Why would he change the word if he was referring to Peter both times? Today's defense. This challenge has several problems and doesn't prove its case. Protestant scholar D.A. Carson notes, although it is true that Petros and Petra can mean small stone and large rock, respectively, in earlier Greek, the distinction is largely confined to poetry. Moreover, the underlying Aramaic is in this case unquestionable, and most probably kepha was used in both clauses. You are kepha, and on this kepha, since the word was used both for a name and for a rock. The Peshitta, written in Syriac, a language cognate with Aramaic, makes no distinction between the words in the two clauses. The Greek makes the distinction between Petros and Petra simply because it is trying to preserve the pun, and in Greek the feminine Petra could not very well serve as a masculine name. The Expositor's Bible Commentary on Matthew 16:18. Carson further notes, had Matthew wanted to say no more than that Peter was a stone in contrast with Jesus the rock, the more common word would have been lithos, stone of almost any size. Then there would have been no pun, and that's just the point. Although Jesus' words could have been translated into Greek using Petros in both cases, you are Petros and on this Petros, Petra may appear in the second instance simply to avoid using the same word too closely in quick succession. Avoiding repetition by using a synonym is often an important element of style, so much so that it's the reason pronouns exist. Even if we were to grant that Petros and Petra referred to small and large stones respectively, this wouldn't show that Peter isn't the rock. That interpretation assumes antithetic parallelism, where two ideas are contrasted. You are a small stone, but on this other big rock. However, it could just as well be synthetic parallelism, where the second idea builds on the first. You may appear to be a small stone, but on the big rock you really are, I will build my church.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.